Good morning. This is Dina Marie Hale for Mater Dei Radio. As we continue on our journey from Lent to Easter, it's an important time to ask ourselves, have you encountered Jesus? For men discerning a call to the Catholic priesthood, this question must be in their minds and their hearts on a daily basis as they strive to follow Jesus. With me today, studying at St. Patrick's Seminary and University in Menlo Park, California, is one of our seminarians studying for the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon, Mike Patton. Mike grew up in the Canby, Oregon area and was really exposed to a beautiful Catholic faith growing up. And he spent 3 years as a focus missionary. Many of us are familiar with those missionaries. He spent time at the University of Oregon, very much influenced by the Newman Center, and today studying for the Catholic priesthood for our archdiocese. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
I wanted to get a little bit of an idea as we're in this Lenten journey, all of us together in different states in life. You're studying for the priesthood there at St. Patrick's. Give us an idea of St. Patrick's Seminary and a little bit of what you've experienced thus far in seminary life there at St. Patrick's.
Well, it's really been a gift to be here, and I come from a St. Patrick's parish in Canby, so I knew even before getting here that I would be in good hands with St. Patrick, who we just celebrated not that long ago. So, you know, but there were, I think there was some nerves. Menlo Park is kind of in the middle of Silicon Valley here, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle, and this campus really is not that. This campus is one of prayerfulness and silence and peace. And those elements are so necessary for my priestly formation, for the discernment and formation of my brothers. This community is really, it's really just a gift. It's really been centered on, of course, the academic side, but what we're really discerning is a priestly life, and do we have is the Lord giving us a gift of a priestly heart? I don't think that can be learned so much in the classroom as it can be relationally. Both with the faculty and with my fellow brothers. And there's really that spirit and that culture here of how are we being formed intellectually, but more important, spiritually, and as men, as brothers who are in this journey of discernment together.
Right. Now, Father Jeff Irvin, our vocations director, has told me that you are in the, and I hope I pronounce it right, propedeutic year. Okay, so what is that? What does that mean in terms of the steps that you're following, entering into seminary and then moving through the formation process?
Yeah, propedeutic. It took me a few weeks to even learn how to spell it. And it's really just a Greek term, or derives from a Greek term, which simply means to teach beforehand. So this new phase of formation, which comes before philosophy and theology, is a newly implemented phase of formation. It's very similar to what somebody discerning a religious order would go through in a novitiate. So our program, and there's 8 of us in this program at St. Patrick's, we are not full academic students like the pre-theology or the theology students. We do have classes, but this year is really, its objective is to build a really good base of a spiritual life and to nurture a greater, I think, self-awareness for personal growth. So a lot of us are coming from a lot of different places in life. You know, I was a missionary for a few years post undergrad. Some of these men had in this program had more of a regular career and spent a lot of years in that. So how do we make sure that when we do begin that phase of academics and philosophy and theology, how do we make sure that we're as ready as we can be for what is really strong and, you know, really strong academic work? How do we make sure that we're as grounded first in a relationship with our Lord to make that all the more successful? And that's what this propedeutic or kind of preparatory year is all about, is to really give us that spiritual base through which all of the rest of our formation will follow.
We're sharing with Mike Patton. He's one of our seminarians for the Archdiocese of Portland, studying right now in Menlo Park at St. Patrick's Seminary. It's great to be able to touch base with our seminarians and hear about their formation. And of course, to continue to pray for their daily formation and their encounter with Jesus. Mike, as you think about being that focused missionary for 3 years and being involved in the Newman Center on campus, you know, how do you feel now that you're looking back, how that helped to prepare you for this time and for this formation?
Yeah, such an incredibly blessed time I had in both of those arenas, if you will. The Newman Center really is where I think my own faith came to life. I was no longer with my family, and it was really on me to go to Mass, and it was on me to get involved in that community. And it was precisely through that community that I had an encounter with the focused missionaries that first came to the University of Oregon in 2017. And the witness of the missionaries who are recent college graduates, primarily with focus, who go onto college campuses to evangelize. And really their MO is to know Christ Jesus and to fulfill the Great Commission. And what I saw in these missionaries was really my peers that were living such authentic and joyful lives, but they weren't living the lives that I think we see a lot on college campuses, but they were living lives of prayer and authentic and virtuous friendships. And I was very drawn in. I was just very drawn in by how they were living. And of course, went on to join Focus and really, I think, learned what it meant to evangelize, learned what it meant to live a life of excellence. And it precisely in being disposed more so to the Lord, he was able to start speaking these words of priestly discernment and building up that desire and that I think that call in my heart.
And Mike, when did you make application for seminary and then come onto the campus at St. Patrick's?
I began the application process around October of 2020, and it was actually through a roommate at the time who had just discerned out of college seminary, who simply just told me, because, you know, I was sharing with him my heart, and he, of course, having just discerned out, had experience in seminary. And I just asked him I'd asked him questions a lot, you know, what was your experience like? And yeah, at one point he just told me, you know, you should just start a conversation and contact your vocation director and just pray that the Lord opens doors. And that's exactly what I did. And through the whole application process, and praise God, was accepted by the Archdiocese for this 2021-2022 school year, and moved down here to St. Patrick's in August of last year. So I've been here for about seven or eight months.
Fantastic. We are just so excited for you on the journey. And I know St. Patrick has to be with you in a special way. Mike, I have a couple more questions, particularly as we're into this Lenten season, moving into the beautiful celebration of Easter. Can you hold on the line and then we'll get back to you on the second half of the break?
Absolutely.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio, and we're back with our seminarian, Mike Patton. Mike Patton is currently at St. Patrick's Seminary, just entered this past fall in Menlo Park, California. And St. Patrick's, as you've probably heard Father Jeff Irvin, our vocations director, tell us before, we have, of course, our Mount Angel Seminary, which is here in Oregon. We have what's called Bishop White Seminary in Spokane, Washington. And then we also send men to the Menlo Park area in California at St. Patrick's. And a few guys are over in Rome studying at the North American College. So there are many different opportunities to be exposed to the Catholic Church, to seminary life. And again, that formation process continues. Mike was sharing about his experience with Focus at the University of Oregon and really having a chance to be a missionary. And I love that phrase, Mike, that you mentioned, having these intentional relationships, these authentic friendships, but also a friendship with Jesus Christ. We have to encounter him. And I'd love to hear, you know, this first year in seminary, you started in the Advent season, Christmas. Now it's Lent. You have this band of brothers that you're studying with. Give us a sense of just the season of Lent that you're experiencing at St. Patrick's.
Yeah, well, you said that really well. It's a band of brothers. And this Lent has been, for me personally, it's been really successful. And I think it's because the solidarity in which all of us here at the seminary are walking through this season with is really what makes it all the more real, all the more, I'm not alone. I'm with my brothers. We're doing this together. And in retrospect, I think that's exactly where in the past, maybe Lent for me has been, it's been hard to complete the fast that I've chosen to do. And I think it just speaks to what this season is supposed to be, which is we're journeying together. And we do this, these 40 days leading up to, of course, our biggest celebration of the year in Easter, and this joyful season, we do it together. And that's really been a gift to be a part of that here at the seminary. Of course, yes, Stations of the Cross and our Friday fasting. And it's kind of a time of, in a joking way, it's a time of, okay, who are the holy guys around here? Who are the ones that are really gonna, keep up with their fasts, and we sharpen each other. We keep each other accountable, and it's through that solidarity that this season, in a new way for me, has really come alive.
Yeah. Mike Patton is with us, one of our seminarians for the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. And give us a sense, Mike, of just the transformation or just how you are seeing your prayer life, whether it's just your individual prayer life, but also, as you've mentioning, it's about a community. You're praying with a community, for a community, receiving blessings from the community. Maybe just a little bit about that prayer life that you're developing in this first year at seminary.
Yeah, it's been such a gift. This space is just such one of silence and prayer. And for me, it's really having more of a lens of seeing all things in the context of prayer. Obviously, here we have our sacramental life, we have our liturgy of the hours, we have our holy hours, but every interaction with professors, with my brother seminarians, we're always centered on Christ, and there's always this spirit of prayer that exists, I think, at all times throughout the day. And I think that's exactly how the Lord wants all of us to live, is to view everything through this lens of relationship with Him and this lens of prayer and this lens of bringing others to His Sacred Heart. And that's really, I think, been a big step of growth for me in these first few months is, they're great models in my brothers, in the faculty and the staff here, and the good priests that are here. There's such a good witness and a good modeling of what it looks like to live with the spirit of prayer. And that's really been a gift for my discernment and, of course, in my relationship with our Lord.
Right. And Mike, as we approach Holy Week, I know in many of our parishes, there are men and women being initiated into the church, the baptisms, the confirmations, this new life that is going to be celebrated as we proclaim the resurrection. You know, what are you looking forward to for Holy Week and to be able to celebrate that time in your Catholic community?
Well, we're really blessed here in that, yeah, the Archdiocese supports us seminarians to actually be able to go home during that time of Easter, which is such a gift because it is the most joyful time of the year and it is our biggest celebration. And to be able to go home and spend it with my family, with my home parish, and then with really the Archdiocese, with the people that I'm discerning to serve through the priesthood. So for me, I'm really excited to help serve with the liturgies specifically at the cathedral during Holy Week, during the Triduum, which are some of our absolutely most beautiful liturgies and rich liturgies of the year. And really looking forward to seeing some of my brother seminarians in that setting as well. Yeah, and then just getting to be with my family as for the first number of days in the Easter season, to be with them, to celebrate our Lord's resurrection with them, the holiest time of the year at home with, again, with those that I'm discerning to serve.
Yeah. Mike Patton with us, seminarian at St. Patrick's Seminary, studying here for the Archdiocese of Portland. It is a great gift to know that you could come home, spend some time. I'm sure your family is really anticipating that. For me, being a convert to the Catholic faith, one of my most treasured moments is being at a Chrism Mass. And I don't know if you've had a chance to be at Chrism Mass, if you could be there this year, but you see as many priests who can come, which are quite a few in the Archdiocese of Portland, to come to be with our Archbishop, to again, to give their promise to serve their shepherd, you know, and to serve the church. It's a beautiful time. But as you're in this preparation, this encountering Jesus, that Chrism Mass, that really that time of entering into the promise with Jesus, just reflection that you might have on knowing that the Lord is calling you for a special mission. And again, as you mentioned, the commission to proclaim the good news and to encourage the gospel.
Absolutely. I think something that's been on my heart this year has really been discerning what is the weights of the priesthood. We're ordinary men that for us seminarians are discerning this extraordinary call. For those who already are priests have been given this extraordinary call. But there is a tremendous, I think, weight that comes with that, because the priest is called to have the heart of our Lord and to be able to serve, especially as a diocesan priest, to be able to serve in so many different capacities. And one of our professors here said something earlier this year that I really dwelled a lot on. He posed the question, okay, religious orders, they have a specific charism, right? They have a kind of an objective. It might be mission oriented. It might be preaching the gospel oriented. And he posed a question to us, what is the charism of a parish priest? And I thought that was a really interesting question because I never thought about that before. And he said, the charism of the parish priest is to serve the family, to serve the family in the joys of life, in baptism, in the creation of new life, in first communions and first confessions and confirmations, but also in the really challenging parts of life, in loss of life, in mm-hmm. in death, and in really deep suffering that can happen. So when I say the weight of that call, I think that's what I mean. You know, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The priest is called to have that meek heart of Christ, to be entrusted with it. A person's whole life, and to be entrusted with a family that is a parish, that is a community. And so to see at a Chrism Mass, to see a group of priests like that who have all answered to that extraordinary call, I think it really just stirs up my heart with confirmation that, yeah, this is something that I'm really excited to do. And I feel really blessed to be discerning this call to priesthood.
Amen. Well, the journey is just beginning, and it is such a beautiful journey when you are encountering Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what you're doing, Mike. Again, I want to encourage our listeners to pray for all of our seminarians, all the seminarians around the globe that are studying right now and listening and following that call to encounter and serve Jesus Christ. Mike, we're going to continue to pray for you and for your brothers to come back home safely for the Holy Weekend, part of the early Easter season, and then head back for more studies and more prayers. And we'll look forward to hearing from you as you progress in this beautiful call to the priesthood. God bless you, Mike, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.